Hi, this is Bruce. Our session this time together is on prayer. And for me, I'm sorry about the very name prayer, because prayer sounds like something so formal, liturgical, ecclesiastical, pious, and proper that it often throws me off. And if you think of the whole relationship that God wants to establish with us as one of a relationship where he becomes our friend and Lord and guide, then all prayer really is conversation with him. And I was thinking this week that if conversation is the key, the thing that really turns me on about somebody is if they can trust me enough to say to me what they are really thinking. Now, if a guy says to me, "Hi, Bruce, how are you?" and I know he's really been angry with me about something, well, that just turns me off and breaks the relationship. On the other hand, if a guy or a gal's got a problem with me and I meet and I say, "Hey, Larson, you really tee me off. Man, I know there's something real there and I want to go with that person." So that says to me, Keith, and you all there, that for me, when I'm really aware of God's presence and I'm living this commitment to him, that I can come to him and say what I feel. Like yesterday morning, I said, "I don't even feel like getting up, and I don't care about you, I don't care about me or anybody, and I have the blahs, but here I am, and I'm checking in." And to believe that God can pick me up there. And then last Saturday, we had dinner with one of our children who's now almost grown, and I was so full of gratitude for a new relationship there with him that I said the next morning, "God, I could die right now and be happy, and I could just celebrate with God. The main thing is, I can talk to him about the deepest thing I'm now feeling, good or bad, high or low."
Oh, yeah. Well, it's difficult to do for me, as you said it is for you. I know this week there was a time, the first about 3 days, that I didn't want to pray. And I just avoided it. I just skipped right on by. And I've prayed for years. And one of the reasons was I have something I want to do that I'm not at all sure if this is God's will. And so I'm really wrestling with it. And I'd rather not talk to him about it. You know what I mean? Anytime I'm hiding something, I kind of say, in effect, "I'll see you later, Lord. I got something on my mind," if I don't think he'll approve of it. Another thing is that sometimes I'm bored with him. I get up in the morning and I start saying my prayers and I wonder if this whole thing's a joke. And then, you know, the question is, why pray? But I pray at those times because I realize that of all the things I've tried, Bruce, and God knows I've tried enough, this thing of Jesus Christ and of being able to communicate with him means so much more than whatever second that I want to reestablish that communication, even if it hurts. So those days I get up and pray, even if I don't feel like it. And often those are my best days because I'm not going on the goosebumps.
Well, the thing you have helped me discover, for example, in marriage is that there's almost no problem a couple can't face if they talk about it and say, "Here's how it is." And I think that's true with God, too. And if I can just realize that I can have times when I really don't want him. I remember a time recently when I was saying to myself, and therefore to God, "If only I had more time to pray and read the Bible." Well, that was a lie, because I always have time for the things I want to do. When I could stop saying, "God, give me more time," and say, "God, like you did, I don't want to read the Bible or talk to you," then he says, "Great," because he had me where I really was, and we could deal with a real thing. It wasn't time. It was my lack of interest in him and my lack of love for him.
Hey, listen, maybe some of you this week, this is your first week for some of you to try this. What were some of the experiences you had? Maybe some of the exciting things, or maybe some of the boring things, or maybe some of the frightening or threatening things. What happened to you this week as a result of trying this experiment?